Tom Brousseau is a 28-year-old singer from North Dakota. He's got great buzz in clubs here around Los Angeles where he's been performing. His new album, The Empty Houses Are Lonely, is full of spare acoustic arrangements, pretty melodies, and more despair than one lonely troubadour should have to endure. Here's music critic Christian Horde with a review.
On first listen to Tom Brousseau's mostly acoustic songs, his biggest asset seems to be a voice that recalls the androgynous swoops and swoons of sensitive compatriots like Jeff Buckley and Devendra Banhart. But Brousseau's newest album and third overall, Empty Houses Are Lonely, mixes homespun charm with tunes that alternately conjure classic acoustic blues and sepia-toned daydreams.
It's hard to get you out of my mind. Hard to get you out of my heart. I can't remember when I had happiness last. Since you've been gone, since you've been gone, and I prayed for salvation.
As that song, Lonesome Valley, shows, Brousseau's arrangements tend to meander. Oftentimes, his ruminations about heartbreak and bad memories are just as wandering, and a good deal more morose. On Hour to Grow a Woman from the Ground, Brousseau starts with a story about fishing, turns to his attempts to conjure up a lady friend, and sums up the situation with the lines, "It's the same kind of feeling in an old folks' home. Even though you love him, you can't wait for him to go." Later in the song, things get even darker.
I sew up my skin, I sew the land with my blood, and I stained up my clothes pretty good, and I turned the dirt to mud, and I cannot help to close my eyes and lay my body down, as I heard it takes forever to grow a woman from the ground.
That song points to a problem with Brousseau's material. Every now and then it feels both depressed and a little undercooked, as if the sad-eyed tunes are hiding their heads in oversized hoodies. Empty Houses Are Lonely is the kind of no-frills, rainy-day folk record that could have been recorded in 1973. And if it had been, you get the feeling it might have become a cult classic by now. Pretty as they often are, Brousseau songs are most likely to hit home with listeners who are a little down in the mouth. But in case you're not sure, check out this dolorous vignette, appropriately titled Fragile Mind.
I bought a black top hat down in the dell to make myself disappear. I don't trick
the album is Empty Houses Are Lonely by Tom Brousseau, reviewed by Christian Horde, a writer for Rolling Stone magazine, which this week publishes its 1,000th edition.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo and edited by Alicia Montgomery. The director is Rob Sachs.
The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Crystal Smith, Nihar Patel, Kadia Dunn, Deborah Clark, Sarah Spivak, and Kyle McKinnon.
Our editors are Martha Little, Jacob Conrad, Jody Becker, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our technical director is Carlos Asensio, with engineer Leo DeLagula and Shireen Strasberg.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith, and the executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.